Well, Sarah, the AFL Grand Final's just about here. Go the Doggies at the spectacular Optus Stadium in Perth. The entertainment's been announced, and we love these guys here at Mix 104.9. Birds of Tokyo will perform at the halftime stage there with Western Australian Symphony Orchestra, something the band are pretty accustomed to, and they've just released some new music too. Great to have a chat with Ian Burney, the bass guitarist. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hi, thanks for having me.
You must be excited about playing at the AFL Grand Final. It's going to be a home crowd for you, isn't it?
Beyond excited. I need to create a new word for whatever this excitement is. It's too much. It's too much.
Do you follow AFL? Do you have a team in the AFL?
Yeah, I'm a West Coast Eagles supporter.
Yeah, I thought as much.
Well, this interview's cut short.
I think I'm going to get behind the Demons. This
definitely cut short.
Sorry, Andrew.
You're talking to a Western Bulldog supporter here, Ian.
I apologise. To be fair, I'm kind of divided here because there's some amazing haircuts in the Bulldogs team, and they've got Bontempelli, who's just a cool dude.
Yeah.
So,
couple of mullets,
man,
too.
It's a 49-51 at the moment. Oh, the mullets, I'm all about them. Frankly,
old Bailey Smith.
Inspired.
No.
Young Bailey Smith,
Bailey
I should say.
Smith. Yeah. A little handsome little ferret.
He
is
a good looking rooster, isn't he?
I'm cutting in here, and literally, they should cut off all the mullets. I petition against them.
our chief minister's growing a mullet. Come on, Sarah.
Oh, this is gross.
Get on board
the mullet.
All women should have mullets, too.
Congratulations on the new
well
track
done.
And working with Bonnie Fraser.
Thanks so much. It's been a really exciting release.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got there? Because, well, we've all been battling, you know, COVID restrictions, lockdowns. What's it been like for you guys?
Oh, it's been so turbulent. Obviously, the music industry is just in absolute ICU. Maybe that's not a good reference.
Hiatus, maybe. Like,
yeah, it's just been quite a dark time. But, I mean, with Superglue, that was written, very much under lockdown in COVID times. Songs written via the internet. This is probably the future, I guess. Yeah. Hopefully not. We really do want to get together more. Said all these emotions he didn't realize he had, just sort of fell out. So the song is sort of about like the haunting feelings of a relationship that's over.
We were just talking about the name, where Birds of Tokyo came. You guys were in Tokyo and you literally said the exact same thing. We're going to be the Birds of Tokyo.
I'm glad this is spreading. I mean, it's been almost 15 years of explaining people where our names come from, and I've come up with a different one each time, but that one sort of sticks. So there's no birds in Tokyo is written and read in a travel magazine.
Yeah, that's true.
The birds in Tokyo. Maybe it was the idea of, like, there's so much pollution in Tokyo that the birds have left.
Yeah.
Someone wrote that.
Well, there's plenty here in Darwin, mate, let me tell you.
But I wanted it to be that it was their spirit animal. Is that a story you've used before? Like, because I have a spirit animal.
What's yours?
Mine's a dolphin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mine's a dolphin. So when I...
That's awesome.
Yeah, when I come back...
Can I have unicorn?
Tell us a little... Just a couple of words that best describe you and we'll come up with a spirit animal for you.
What? How do I describe myself? I'm outgoing and compassionate, and I enjoy other people's company. I enjoy music and sport. I have a tail.
Have a what?
And I have like a large, colourful horn on some protruding from my forehead. Am I getting closer?
He's really trying to get that unicorn.
The unicorn.
Because I wasn't going to say unicorn. I was going to say something like...
I would have said a bull.
I was going to say a macaw. I'm going to go back to the bird thing because he's saying he loves music, they sing. But then he loves company, so I was also going to say a pukanui. Now,
that's
Bernie,
Sarah's dog,
a pukanui
way.
Is a little Jack Russell cross pug. So how do you feel about that?
I feel fine with that.
It's quite cute, actually.
I've just realised how long it's been since I've sort of kind of been on it, like dated. Been married almost, 10 years and la la la. Like, describe yourself. I'm like, I haven't done this in a while. What am I? I don't know.
It is a hard thing to do. we're going to be glued to the TV screens. That's how probably most of Australia is going to be watching the grand final this Saturday. Thank you so much for being on the show. And
before you go, Bernie, do you reckon I could twist your arm and make you barrack for the doggies?
No,
come
don't.
On, come on.
If it makes you feel better, it's possible. It is. I'm really that malleable.
All right,
what do you got for me? Can you offer me something else?
Yeah, what are you going to offer?
Well, when we're watching you on the telly, which we'll all be around Australia, worldwide, in fact, I want to see you up there with a Western Bulldog Guernsey
on. You're
going
to have to offer him money or something like that if you want him to do it.
What about we play his song?
Oh, no, that's we're going to do that anyway.
Help me here, Sarah.
That is... That is good. That's savage. I kind of like that. Look, I'll tell you what. I'll consider wearing a bit of blue in my outfit, but it might have a little bit of yellow in it too.
Oh, that's okay, because you're West Coast Eagles.
But it'll have blue. Yeah,
no, that's all right.
No, yeah, I'm sorry. Right. I am a diehard Cats supporter. The West Coast Eagles didn't make it. You can't do that. Again, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. And, yeah, good luck at the AFL Grand Final.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Oh, we're so excited. Thanks, guys.